Let us pray. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be driven out into the outer darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "You may go. As you have believed, let it be done for you." And at that very hour, his servant was healed. Jesus entered the house of Peter and saw his mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, the fever left her, and she rose and waited on him. When it was evening, they brought him many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet, "He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, just briefly this morning, looking at the reading from the Gospel, you'll have come across a very familiar phrase there, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." Something we all say every time we come to Mass, maybe in a rote fashion or without any great meaning. Let's look at the centurion for a moment. He would have been a very unusual person coming to Jesus. He certainly wouldn't be of the Jewish faith. He would be a non-Jew. And to add to that, he was a Roman. And so a person who was occupying Israel, he would be an enemy of most people in Jesus' time. And yet he had the faith and the trust to come to Jesus and to show his absolute faith and humility. He said, "Lord, I come and I ask you to help my servant." So he was a caring man. Would be very unusual for somebody in his position. He was in present-day terms, he was a kind of a colonel or a general. He had a number of men under him. He was a man of authority. And yet he came and humbly asked Jesus. So somebody with authority plus humility. Do we find many people like that nowadays? Somebody who has authority and humility. We have to look around for people of that nature. They rarely go together, power and humility, authority and humility. Yet here was somebody who had the two things in a big way. And no wonder Jesus was so impressed by him and said, I'll do it for you. And then, just for a moment, to go back to that phrase, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. And we put in, and my soul will be healed. Do we really mean that when we say it? If it comes from the heart, our Jesus will heal us of what we need healing. But it must come from the heart, just like the request came not from his lips, but from the heart of the centurion.